6 alternatives to lithium-ion batteries. Let's start with sodium-ion batteries. Sodium-ion batteries simply replace lithium ions as charge carriers with sodium. This single change has a big impact on battery production, as sodium is far more abundant than lithium. In fact, you can use salt from the ocean to extract sodium just about anywhere in the world. This could also lower the cost of battery production, as you no longer have to worry about storage and transportation of a potentially dangerous material like lithium. However, sodium-ion batteries aren't perfect either. Their ions are physically larger than lithium, which translates to lower energy density. In the real world, this can result in lower range for electric vehicles and shorter run times for smartphones. Still, the other advantages of sodium-ion batteries merit further research into the technology. Lithium-sulfur batteries. A lithium-ion battery uses cobalt at the anode, which has proven difficult to source. Lithium-sulfur batteries could remedy this problem by using sulfur as the cathodic material instead. In addition to replacing cobalt, lithium-sulfur batteries offer a few advantages, namely higher energy density and lower production costs. The biggest problem with lithium-sulfur batteries at the moment relates to their fast degradation rate. So even though we saw a solar-powered plane using a lithium sulfate battery all the way back in 2008, we're still waiting on continued research to make the tech viable for everyday electronics. Solid-state batteries. Lithium-ion batteries use a liquid electrolyte medium that allows ions to move between electrodes. The electrolyte is typically an organic compound that can catch fire when the battery overheats or overcharges. So in order to reduce this risk, researchers have devised an alternative in the form of solid-state batteries. These use a solid, inorganic electrolyte which can sustain harsh environments and wild swings in temperature. Besides the lower risk of ignition, solid-state batteries can also hold more energy compared to their lithium-ion counterparts. A greater conductivity of a solid electrolyte should also lead to faster charging times, meaning we should see better capacity and charging speeds from devices that move to this technology. So far, we've seen electric vehicle manufacturers take a keen interest in solid-state batteries. Honda, for example, said it would demo the technology as early as 2024. Toyota, meanwhile, has taken a more conservative approach and plans to unveil commercial solid-state batteries post-2027. Hydrogen fuel cells, while not exactly similar to a rechargeable lithium-ion battery, hydrogen fuel cells have emerged as a popular alternative to supply clean energy. It involves combining stored hydrogen gas with oxygen in the air to produce electricity and water vapor. In other words, the byproduct of the reaction is completely environmentally friendly. There are, however, still a few downsides to hydrogen fuel cells. In the automotive industry, for example, you need to build a network of hydrogen filling stations. It's also quite expensive to build hydrogen fuel cells in the first place. So even though we have cars like the Toyota Mirai, only a few regions in the world have the infrastructure in place to fuel its hydrogen tank. Aqueous magnesium batteries. In yet another attempt to make rechargeable batteries less dangerous and harmful, researchers have proposed the use of magnesium ions as charge carriers. This has a few advantages, starting with magnesium's abundant availability and higher ionic charge compared to lithium. The latter means you get higher energy density from the same sized cell. Finally, these batteries use an aqueous electrolyte, namely water, instead of a flammable organic liquid. While promising, we're still in the early stages of research. The technology faces several limitations that prevent it from serving as a lithium-ion battery alternative anytime soon. For example, existing cathode materials that work with lithium can't be used for magnesium. And the use of an aqueous electrolyte puts a cap on the battery's maximum voltage because water breaks down at higher voltages. As you can see, progress is being made, but it's slow. For long-distance driving, petroleum, gasoline, is still the most convenient fuel to use. Currently, when you do a lot of driving over long distances, you might consider a hybrid that gives you the best of both worlds. Hang in there. Eventually, a clean alternative to fossil fuels will be there that meets everyone's needs. Till then, happy driving, no matter what kind of engine drives your mode of transportation. For more details on this topic, please check out the following article at Android Authority. To read that article, just follow the link listed. Stay safe, stay secure, and I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.